Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants
Hang on, I'm here. I just wanted a different Welcome, welcome, welcome to Living Eden, and I'm your host, Sharon Walker. And Living Eden is a program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And welcome, welcome, welcome. And to today with the Great Mother and opening up to her cauldron, her womb, her surrender into love and infinite possibilities. We're going to do a little bit of roaming through all of that today and dedicate it to Paris, France, and the healing of what went on there. And I was looking at today the 1.6 million people who were protesting, using religion and spirituality to kill and destroy people's lives. So we're going to offer this show up to the Great Mother and her cauldron, the womb, and her connection between the bees and her. So let's take some big, deep breaths. Ah, how delicious the breath of life is. Another deep breath. Ah. How sensual and life-giving our breath is, especially when we pay attention to it. And this time as we breathe in, to breathe in through our heart and Earth's heart and the galactic heart while we're inside the heart of God. Breathing in. And ha. Just relaxing into the heart, our heart, noticing our heart, noticing the Earth's heart with its heartbeat. Have you ever heard the Earth's heart? I have. We lived on a farm for 26 years, a little 3-acre place that we got and called our farm. And since we grew up in Syracuse, New York, it was a completely different experience to be living on 3 acres of land, calling, making it a farm. We had animals. We had gardens. We made, milked our goats. We made cheese. We canned vegetables and fruit and had animals, obviously, if we had goats. And one day I walked outdoors to go out and take care of the horses, and it was beautiful out and the birds were singing. And I just stood there, and all of a sudden I could hear and feel the heartbeat of the earth. I was so excited. I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I invite you to try that and keep trying it until your feet pick that up and your ears pick it up. So another breath, galactic breath, this time bringing it into, consciously bringing it into the pineal gland, which is surrounded by an octahedron, which is two pyramids touching each other from bottom to bottom. So the points, one point is up and one point is down. Okay, here we go. Breathing in. Holding it in the pineal gland. Letting it move around inside that octahedron. And then releasing it back out as it flows out of our being, everything that holds us from being and knowing our divine self, who we truly are. Thank you, breath, for your power. Thank you, breath, for your release and cleansing. Thank you, breath, for your beingness of the divine that flows through us and is us. And now I think I'll start with sharing a little bit about the great Mother Goddess, her archetype, the Great Mother, that energy that fills the whole of creation and manifests everything that becomes manifest from her cauldron, her great womb. And her animal totems are whales and dragons and pigs and turtles and bees. And I'm not going to go through all of those and how they connect with her, except for the bees today. And earth is her element. And garnet and ruby are her crystals in relation to blood. Her sacrament is wine, especially red wine, and exotic fruits. Her womb is the cauldron of infinite possibilities. The dark place where everything is manifest out of, the blood place of our blood. Her color being burgundy and blood red. And her living symbol of blood pumps life and nutrients. And the song, I Love You, through our veins. So every time your heart beats and she's pumping life-giving blood through us, it's saying, I love you, 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 I love you. And singing that song and making that sacred geometry, the spiral. The spirals of infinite possibilities, each spiral containing a different way, a different creation. And you can choose the spiral that you wish to be creating. And at the beginning of it, it's an opening to surrender into it. And then as the spiral gets smaller and smaller, comes to the point of where creation will happen and burst out as the spiral gets larger and larger. We're amazing. We are mystery and magic. Every moment, every breath, every heartbeat. And we're grounding all that down through our bodies into the earth, into and through our earth star, 6 inches beneath our feet on the ground, down into the center of the earth. As we spend our time today looking a little bit more at Great Mother, she is the sanctuary. She is, her sacred tool is sanctuary and cauldron. So whenever we're out of sorts, whenever we're in pain, crying, hurt, things are confusing, not working, we're stuck, that's where to go. To Great Mother's womb cauldron. And germinate things inside that dark womb with the blood of creation, and the infinite possibilities. That's the sanctuary for creation. And while you're there, you can create it. Being inside of her womb, in her protection, in that darkness, you can create. Everything is there for creation. So I invite you to, in your dark times, go there, visit in her sanctuary, and imagine what that sanctuary is like that you want it to be. And let her energy start creating it for you and pumping it with your heart through you and picking up that particular spiral of the sanctuary that you want to create. Very safe place to be, very powerful place to be, the Great Mother. And how? Well, first, I left something out here. Her beingness is the gate of surrender to the love of yourself, the love of others, and to life in all of its magic and power. So she is the gate. You can stand, you can imagine her as a gate even, and stand at that gate and talk to her about going through that gate and what you want to be on the other side. Okay, and why bees? Bees, I didn't know the answer to that when I started looking at this. But when I started looking at the Great Mother and one of her animals, totems, is a bee, I thought, you know, I have no idea how that can be. So I did research on bees' spirituality. And one of the things about bees is anatomically, the way they are put together, it is supposed to be impossible for them to fly. But we all know bees fly quite well. So one of the things that bees do spiritually is show us, actually be present to us in the physical, showing us that miracles are happening. Just by the impracticality of its aerodynamics, that miracles are real and they happen every single moment. And in Living Eden, that's what we expect. That's one of the things that I know for me is true about what Living Eden is expecting miracles, creating miracles, and being miracles. And honoring the miracles that we start getting connected to and acknowledging them. Because the more you acknowledge and honor and are grateful for something, the more it happens and the bigger it happens. So they're a metaphor for living Eden, that miracles are normal. And their hard work results in honey and lots of other bees. So reproduction. Their hard work results in the sweetness of honey. So they are reminders to us that we are not to only work. We are to work and to work together in harmony. And that's another thing bees represent, working together in community and harmony and successfully creating the nectar of honey. And so we create the nectar of fun and sweetness and joy in our lives. And not to forget that. There's a lot of us in the United States, in Japan, different areas of the world especially, that think that all there is work to life. No, that is not all there is. So bees are spiritually reminding us, have fun, drink the nectar and sweetness of life, create it. They create their own nectar and sweetness, and so do we. They're also associated with the sun, their colors, and goddess because of the position of the queen bee in the hive. She is the center of everything. So they show us how the sun and the goddess are the center of everything. And she is the fertility and the reproductive power. So the life-givingness that otherwise everything would die without anything to still be alive. And consider that the hive is coexisting in harmony, community, and teamwork. Their survival is through the success of group togetherness, of groups working together, and that they are all committed to what serves the greater good and the importance of the collective. So they are an example to how humanity can function in harmony for the greater good and serve each other and show us the importance of each other. So let's breathe here. Take some big, deep breaths and receive all that. Let the bees buzz around us. Buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. The truth of all of it they represent symbolically in the spirit. And the reason they're called animals is, and they're represented among the great spiritual power animals, is because of their being symbolic of fertility, community, prosperity, magic, diligence, messengers from God. Their honey is compared to ambrosia and the nectar of the gods, elevating them to royalty, being depicted on family crests. So breathe that in. Those little tiny nuisances that we're afraid of, elevated to royalty. Breathing in all that bees are, and thanking them and being grateful to them. And it reminds me of, and bee guides. I invite you all to play with having a bee for a guide. And maybe even reading the book, The Fifth Element. In there, the woman who is the major character is a healer and very powerful goddess. And she had a bee guide lead her. She just followed it through her spirit connection to find someone who was calling her that needed to be healed and needed her to work on them. And also to save, helped her save her community from war. So bees are very powerful guides. So can I invite you to connect in with the bee spirit, which will connect you to the Great Mother and guidance for your life. Bees are pollinators, so they're part of plant, animal, and people reproductive cycles, impacting crops of all kinds. If the bee disappears, our very livelihood disappears with them. This flying miracle is a wonderful power animal and spiritual metaphor worthy of being a symbol and totem animal of the Great Mother archetype of the goddess. So thank you, Bee. Thank you for your presence among us and for your service to us and to each other and to the Great Mother archetypal energies. So let's breathe again. Big, deep breath. Drawing that beautiful bee energy in and connecting with the Great Mother. Ah. Oh, and I forgot to invite you, first of all, to call in on 909-533-8401 to call in, be present live with us. And you can even talk with us if you want, but you don't have to. And I also invite you to go to airpano.com and type in Paris, France, and that'll be our place for this call, for this connection with the Great Mother and the bees, to bring her energy and the bees' energy into bring Paris, France into her energy, into her cauldron, into her womb, at what went on there in the killing of all those people, and honoring the 1.6 million people who went to that area and prayed and demanded that the world stop using religion and spirituality and differences to kill each other. And Great Mother and the bees can support us in that energy. So we're looking at Paris, France, the city of light, the place that is considered the city of light on this planet. It is the most famous city in the world and rightfully called the city of light, not because of its extensive illumination, but because it has been the center of education, arts, and philosophy for centuries. And if you go there, you will know sexuality. Paris does not leave sexuality out. It doesn't hide it. It doesn't suppress it. It owns it. And we cannot be alive without it. It is sacred. And Paris knows that. So let's breathe into that peace. Big, deep breath. Galactic breath. Into our pineal gland. Thanking Paris for all its courage and beauty and light. For all that is fostered and birthed. And grieving for what happened there. And dancing with joy for 1.6 million people who gathered together to honor those who had died and to demand this stop. Another breath. And looking at the pictures of Paris on Air Pano, there are 7 or 8 aerial panoramas of different parts of Paris. And we get to see the River Seine and different landmarks, the Moulin Rouge, the Notre Dame de Paris, the Louvre, so many. Let's see, the Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, the La Défense District, the Centre Pompidou, the Point Alexander III, the Grand Palace, the Nursing Home Cathedral, the Tuileries Garden, the Musée d'Orsay, the Place de la Concorde. I may not be saying these all right for French, but I'm trying. The Opera House, the Basilique du Sacré-Cœur, many more landmarks that decorate this capital of France, making it one of a kind in the world. And my husband and I were there. My father was French, so I'm half French. And not too long ago, 7 or 8 years ago, or maybe longer, maybe it was long, I just felt this call that Spirit was bringing in my heart that I needed to go to Paris to be in a city of light and love and to connect that way with my heritage. And it just happened. It was a big surprise to me, and I brought it up to my husband, and he said he wasn't interested in going to Paris. So I thought about it for a little while, for a couple weeks. And I went back to him, and I said, you know why I want to go to the city of Paris? Because it's the city of light and love, and I want to be there with my beloved, running through streets that acknowledge our sexuality, running through streets where I can kiss you and make out with you on the street, and it's okay, and hold hands with you, and everybody does it normal. It was, so he looked at me and he said, well, I guess I better go with you then. So he went with me, and we had the most wonderful time and many wonderful experiences in Paris. And we did go to Notre Dame and the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées and many, many different places. So I invite you to be there today if you have your computer open and you can go there so that you're in that energy and see the pictures and you can touch them And you can listen to the music, because if you go to the panoramas, they all have music with them. And you can read about the different places and spend a week in Paris this week and honor what went on there and bless all the people who died there, who gave their life for us, for some mystery, some miracle to be happening on this planet. So let's go into meditation now. And you can have your moving picture up, looking at it while we meditate, if you desire. And this is a typical sound of music from Paris. So taking some deep breaths again, making sure that on the out-breath we bring ourselves back into our bodies. Back all the way present in our bodies. That we're full of life in our bodies, dancing with all of our cells inside. Our cells love to dance. They love this Parisian music. Delicious. And let's be in Paris. At the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris. In the streets of Paris. At the Arc de Triomphe. At the Eiffel Tower. At the Louvre. In the history there. And let's put a labyrinth over the whole city. A spiral labyrinth. And let us walk that labyrinth into the womb, the great womb of the great mother, and let the bees guide us through the spiral into her womb in honor of what went on in Paris. In honor of all the people who died there, thanking them, blessing them, making them sacred, honoring their sacredness, and that we will not forget, and we will not let them go off into the night without their mission accomplished. And honoring the 1.6 million who came to honor them, and that now we are part of billions connecting to them and honoring the city, the people, our planet, as we walk into the womb of the Great Mother. With her bees and their ability to make us realize miracles are available to us in the infinite capacity of her womb, in the surrender to who we are, as we are at the Mother's womb, in her womb, with the bees, with their creativity, with her creativity, with her blood pumping through our veins, in her sanctuary, creating an earth of peace and harmony, of love and joy, of extreme creativity, of miracles abounding, and abundance for all. That there is no lack in God. We are the only ones that have created that. And surrendering to the earth in her love. And that she is our home here. And we must treat her that way. She is divine and sacred. And so I've painted our picture. All of the things that we have called problems are miracles that we're creating now as we walk out and into the spiral that creates what we have just asked for, what we have just seen in the sanctuary. Till we get all the way out, and there it is. And there it is. We're walking in it, in that garden. So breathe that. And we're also going to add into this meditation, as we're out there, Fukushima, and the spirit help that it needs, and send swarms of bees to Fukushima to be with the... I have to turn this off. To be with the energies at Fukushima, the fairies and the devas and the earth energies that need our calling for our support. So here is some of their sounds that have been recorded. I don't know how they did it, but Tom Kenyon and the Hathors have recorded this Fukushima sounds that we can now be with. Let's see, I'll turn it up. Thank you.
dear
blessing
soul,
for Fukushima.
As we unite as one across this wonderful planet we call Earth, in love and unity. Mana Santi.
The catastrophe, the greater the mystery and miracle. And that we answer the call that Fukushima is sending us and Paris, France is sending us to stand in the divine energy of who we truly are. And be powerful. So I invite you all to continue to stay connected in your empowered way in Living Eden as we walk it on this planet. Every day, every moment, every breath. And if you need more or want or desire more support, you can go to Stacy Goforth and Valinda Salva's crystalvibejewelry.etsy.com and find their jewelry there. Their jewelry is very powerful and infused with energies of love and joy and peace and abundance and balance and harmony. And there's jewelry imbibed with the archangels' energies and all different kinds of energies that beautiful, beautiful Swarovski crystal bracelets. So I invite you to go there. And they're also creating now ones for animals, for dogs and cats. And have fun there. And please let me hear from you. Your sharings, your questions, your insights, your feedback about what you get out of this show would all be so greatly appreciated. I love you all. And I'm thrilled to be present with you, and I'm honored that you are here. Thank you. And I will be with you next week. Okay. Bye-bye.